this is KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a few pre-check-ins. We'll run through those first, and then we'll continue on from there. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride in 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd down in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy at the Table Rock. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over at Taylor's. And K1CJW, Mr. Rowland over at Pickens. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail at Prosperity. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris, he's over in Greenville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, and he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. I've got you all in the log. Hope all of y'all are having a good evening. Don't have any echo link stations up right now, so we'll move up to the alphabet, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Louis. Boy, please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Thanks, Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And you know where we are. We're in Piedmont. Good evening, you. Net play on the net. We'll just be in and out.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, Lasalle. KO 4, 10 and 8. My name is Fred, 11 Ground Piedmont, Soldier Area. Number to you, Gary, Miss Joy, and all the net. I'll be negative.
4DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna. Also, Campobello. And please check in by telephone relay, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. Name is Chris, QTH is Liberty. I'll be in and out tonight, Gary, but I need to add something to the swap net.
AOS. Gary and Miss Joy. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt in Lake Bowen in Edmond. No traffic, but I'll stick around for some tune.
Yes. I'm not sure what group you're in, but please go ahead and check in and out. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, Rusty, and Bort. Thank you.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're also down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred. He's mobile down there around Piedmont tonight. I believe that's about all the folks down in Piedmont. There might be one or two more, but that's a bunch of them. Appreciate all y'all folks being with us. Fred, you be careful out there on the mobile. And Piedmont is well represented so far tonight. Then I'd like to say good evening, KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. They're up in Campobello. And KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, and he's over in Liberty. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna and Chris we said hello. And I'm assuming you did not have a run-in with Yogi in the last couple of nights. So that's a good thing, I guess. Be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. Also like to say good evening, K4OIM, Mr. Walt up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And Walt, when you said you were in Lake Bowen, I was wondering, man, I bet that water's chilly tonight. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And WU2T, it's Mr. Rusty over in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike Brupapa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. To the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in, Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey. K4RO, Richard, Graver, no traffic, no route table.
Richard, K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Graver. Richard, you got that group all to yourself for the time being. Tonight, hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. An Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in W4MKH, Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Hotel. It's Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. Sorry I'm late. I was out in the front yard trying to see the Falcon 9 launch. This one didn't go well for me. Too cloudy. But thanks for calling the net, Gary. Good evening to everybody.
And they would like to say good evening to W4MKH, Mr. Marshall, down in Jacksonville, Florida. Marshall, I'm sorry it was cloudy down there. I didn't know you could see that far down the coast, but I guess that once it gets up in the air a little bit, that big old flame coming out the back end is pretty bright, isn't it?
It can be. I'm only about 100 and maybe 30 miles from the Cape or something like that where they launched. I've seen several of them, including Atlas Moon launch that they did at night back in the 80s or 70s, whatever. But this one was a no-go. You win some, you lose some.
Hope there will be others. And thanks for coming in and checking in with us. Hope you're doing well and good talking to you. Let's see here. Let's move up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landed portable to Dickesville, in and out.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, keep it close. Good evening, Gary. Say hello to Joy for me. Just check me in and out tonight.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KG4WNP. Mr. Landon, a portable up in Bakersfield tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith, he's up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. I will relay your message to Joy. I hope you're doing well there, young man. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Again, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73's Gary, and thanks for calling in at tonight.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KX4YM, Mr. Scott, over in Greenville. He brings along his sweet bride, KO4ACD. That's Miss Mary. And their daughter, KO4ILI, also named Mary. They're all over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. India 4, Delta, Tango, Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylor's.
Or DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control. He's checking in and out. Kilo Juliet 4. Delta Kilo Lima, that's KJ4DKL, Matt, mobile and gas.
Good evening, KJ4DKL, Mr. Matt. He's mobile up there in Gaffney tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. You be careful on the mobile, and good signal from Gaffney in the mobile tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Let's move on up to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hotel Kilo X-ray. I
appreciate
Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Jerry.
Calling it. 4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Papa Echo, Andrew in Greenville. I'll be in and out tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And like to say good evening, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. And KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. and KO4GPE, and I missed your name. Give me your name, please.
Yeah, that's Andrew in Greenville.
Drew, I apologize for that. I was writing. I wrote your call down, and about the time you said your name, I sneezed, and I missed it completely. But we got you in the log. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the Wednesday night patient group, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4. Juliet, India Alpha, that's KG4JIA. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you all on the net, 73. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
KDOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you. KDOS.
Good, Scary. I hope you enjoy your well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joey, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
And 4 DOS. Check in Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, in Greer. I will be in and out this evening. I'll stick on and listen for the swap net. Over.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3. For DOS. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. My name's Duncan. I'm up here in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73. 4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4JIA. Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. And KK4JFO, that's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope you are well on your way to recovery there, young man. Also like to say good evening, KK4JD. Mr. Joe over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KI4DGY, that's my son, Anthony, up there in Charlotte. He sent me a text message on the telephone. So it's RF, I guess, because it was a cell phone. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. You recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And she was sitting in there watching Moonshiners when I left. So she's in the other room. All righty, we'll open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC, Matt Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative, 7-3 to you and all the net.
DOS. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango, Papa, that's KN4HTP. Wendy. She's driving back from Columbia, and we'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary, but thanks for calling the net, and I'll be listening for a bit.
Your DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, he's down in Simpsonville. And his sweet bride, she got the door prize tonight, Mark. KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, she's on the mobile on her way home from Columbia. I appreciate you bringing Wendy along, Mark. Tell her she got the door prize, and I hope she is being safe on the mobile. Additional stations, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November. Name here is Bill in Mills River.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KB2GUN, Mr. Bill, up there in Mills River. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And I had a station key to repeater after Bill, but you did not have any audio, no audio at all, but you did key the repeater up. So any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Wrap it up for the time being. This is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us so far. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, and then we'll go on to the rag juice, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had one gentleman with items for the swap net. We'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. KO4NUE, Mr. Chad. What have you got for the swap net tonight, Chad?
This is KO4NUE. I am looking for a set of technical drawings for an iambic paddle by C.W. Keir. I can find electrical schematics all over the internet, but I got a machine shop and I'm just going to build my own. But I'm having a really hard time trying to find some plans. And was just wondering if, just by chance, someone may have a set of technical drawings for a CW Keir. Thank you, Gary.
Chad, you were looking for some technical drawings for an iambic paddle. How can the folks get in touch with you there, Chad?
Phone number is 864-915-9166.
864-915-9166. Does anyone need any feels on these technical drawings for an iambic paddle that Chad is looking for? Well, nothing heard right now, Chad. But, Chad, if you can't find any drawings, if you want to, I'll bring my paddle over there and you can look at it, take it apart, put it back together, and see if you can come up with what you want.
I appreciate that. I'll get with you, but make a note beside that. Announce it one more time on Wednesday, and then just go ahead and drop it off the list. Thank you, sir. Have a nice evening. 7-3s to you.
Well, while I got you, did you happen to see Yogi while you was up there?
No bear. He's moved on out, I guess. But I was looking for him. It all is well.
Deal. Well, maybe he smelled that oyster stew and it didn't like the smell of it.
Maybe that, or all the snails I poured around the cabin.
Righty, buddy. We'll run trying this tonight and next week. In the meantime, I'll look through a couple of books I've got here. I may have may come up with a drawing. If not, like I said, you're welcome to grab this panel of mine and take it apart and look at it and whatever you need to do with it, Darryl.
Gary, I appreciate your time, sir. You have a wonderful day and wonderful week this week. KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
Well, Anna, we said hello and hope y'all are doing well. We have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, go ahead and take that Cushcraft 83S off. Also, the rotator and control box. I'll leave the MFJ VersaTuner legal limit antenna tuner on there. I'll leave it on there another week. And but take the set of beams and the rotator and control box off. But I do have a Hustler 4-band vertical. I got four antennas and I know what to do with. But I paid, $50 for that ground plate that goes on there for the radials. I think it'll handle up to 64 radials if you want to run that many. But I'll take $50 for the antenna and the ground plate. And I even got the pole to go in the ground to mount the thing on. Just don't have room here in all these trees to run the radials. And like I said, I got too many antennas. So I'll take $50 for that Hustler 4-band vertical.
You have for sale a Hustler 4-band vertical antenna with the radial ground plate. I forgot how many radios did you say we fastened to that ground plate?
I think 64. Yeah, 64. I had it up once, and I only had four radials for each band on it. It's 10, 15, 20, and 40 meters. And you can get the 80 meter trap to go on it. But this one here, I have just replaced both capacitor hats on it. My son, grandson got into it on his bicycle and bit the capacitor hats. And I forget what I paid for them things. I got them from DX Engineering. You can still get all parts. Well, they still sell the antenna. But you can still get parts easily for it through DX Engineering, Gary.
You have a Hustler 4-band vertical antenna, which covers 10, 15, 20, and 40 meters. You have the radial ground plate, which will hold up to 64 radials. And you want $50 for it and for both pieces. And folks can reach you at 864-479-3761, correct?
You got it, Gary.
Dad, I did something right for a change, Walt. Does anyone need any fields on this Hustler antenna that Walt just listed? Right now, Walt, we'll run this for a few weeks when you sell this item, these items. If you don't mind, let me know, and that way I'll keep my book straight. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Start the reading of the SwapNet book. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, pre-check-in, Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, 1 in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listen at 73.
Good question. Fred, never like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Warren over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight. One, tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And W4FCM, Mr. Fred, what's your question?
Gary, you said that W8EI, would I ask you about that one audio thing? I said that for the estate.
K4YNG estate there, Fred, it's a W2IHY8 band audio equalizer and noise gate.
Yeah, I'm still considering. I'll let you know tomorrow for sure. I'm not watching Moonshiners bus up here. Won't keep you. Thanks for that, Gary. Appreciate W4FCM.
Let me know, and I'll get in touch with Miss Esther and Julie, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you.
Check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start reading in a swap net book. Okay, K4DOS.
Yes. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
Good evening. K4XB. Mr. Tommy down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's an MFJ 962D manual roller inductor tuner. That's a full legal limit tuner. He would like, he's got the manual with it, and he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-140S. He has the West Mountain DSP filter, and he has a Maxcom OCF-3K80 multiband dipole, and he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Ameritron ALS-600S. That's an HF amplifier with a switching power supply. It has the manual and the box. It's in excellent condition. And he dropped the price to $800 for this amplifier. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT767GX. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a DSP DG503. It's a digital SWR watt meter. Covers up to 200 watts, HF and VHF. It's 12 volt. He has the box and the manual, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC745. It's a HF transceiver. It covers 160 through 10 meters. He would like $275 for it. Does anyone need any fields? We're going to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-520. He also has a TS-520S. I don't know if either one of these transceivers work or not. I think one of them does, but I can't be sure. And we've got a price of $350 a piece on those, but that is negotiable. If someone that would like an older transceiver to play with and get up and running, just let us know. We'll see what we can do about that. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is for sale. It's a homebrew power supply. Now, folks, this power supply, I think, is at least a 35-amp power supply. I'm not sure. But it's a big, heavy beast. It's homebrew, and they would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood MC50 desk mic. We'd like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a high gain TH3 Junior. That's a tri-band beam antenna, 10, 15, and 20 meters. It would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS990S. That's a HF transceiver with a Heil H. Did it again. It's a Heil MH12 desk mic. It would like $5,500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an EQ Plus equalizer. It would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a W2IHY 8-band audio equalizer and noise gate. It would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's an MFJ 989D. That's a Versa Tuner 5. That's a full legal limit roller inductor tuner. It would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. A fella has three MFJ 490 menu-driven memory keyers. He would like $140 each for these memory keyers. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Buddy Pole Deluxe HF antenna with a carrying case. He's got all kinds of little pieces, parts, and stuff in this bag. A lot of folks use these Buddy Poles for summits on the air and backpacking and this sort of thing. They would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Cubex Mark III. That's a three-element cubicle quad antenna. It would like $850 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight, folks, appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. Those that listed items, I'll run those for a few weeks. When you find, sell, or trade these items, if you let me know, that way I can keep my book straight. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Mary, I hope you enjoy. You're doing well. It's been a while. Please check it out, sir. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. By proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. That's my wife Sabrina. We're in Chesney. Check us in and out.
To Oscar 4, November, November, Romeo. This is Jerry on mobile tonight up in Greenville. Be negative and negative.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KJ4UHX, Mr. Jamie. And his sweet bride, KJ4YLN, Miss Sabrina. They're up there in Chesney. Jamie hadn't heard you in a long time. Hope you and Sabrina are doing well. How all the kids doing there? There ain't no...
Nobody's sick up here. Just been away from radio for a little while. And been in and out for the last few months, but everybody's doing fine, and got a couple kids graduated, moved on, and one more to go, and we're going to have an empty nest. Like I said, I hope you enjoy. You're doing well, so back to net. KJ4UHX.
Good hearing you on here. Hadn't heard you in a while. Glad to hear you back on the air again. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello, and I'll relay your message to Joy. Also like to say good evening to KO4NNR, Mr. Jerry. He's mobile over there around Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. You be careful out there on the mobile. And I got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KO4TMY.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4TMY. On EchoLink, can I get your name, sir, and your location?
KO4 TMY, David, Williamston, South Carolina.
Friday, David, down there in Williamston. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Glad you came along. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Net starts at 9 p.m. Mine runs a little long on Wednesday nights because I have a swap net. But other than that, the nets run, start at 9, and most of them go to 9:30, 9:45, 10 o'clock, something like that. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. And I do appreciate you being with us tonight. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. First one up on the Rag Chew list tonight is Mr. Walt, K4OIM, up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Mr. Walt, I know you've been busy today. What have you been doing?
AOS, K4OIM. Well, when I told you to remove that Cushcraft beam rotator and control box, I thought you had asked me if it was gone. It ain't gone, it's going. It's going up this week, Gary. I sat here today drinking coffee, and I looked that beam up on the internet, and that thing's selling for $799 now. And that's why don't I put that thing up? And then I seen where you can get the add-on kit, the add 40 meters to it for another, I believe it was $249. I'm not going to get that just yet. But I'm going to get that thing up this weekend. And I got out there today and placed it out on my grandson's trampoline. Yeah, I thought I'd take a couple of traps apart and clean them. Man, I took them things apart, and they were all bright and shiny, and the connections were all good, so I just put them back together, and I'm going to get out there in the morning after I drink a pot of coffee and make sure all the measurements are right on it. I'm going to cut it for the center of 10, 15, and 20. That way I can still use it down on CW on my tuner in the radio. If that don't work, I don't think it'll be that far off frequency. If it is, I'll just keep adjusting on it and try to get it to resonate right in the center of each band. But I got out there and worked on that thing about all day. Spraying WD-40 on all the U-boats and wire brushing the U-boats and cleaning it up. And I've had it long enough. I'm going to put that thing up. I was telling my brother, he said, wait, you had that thing up before now. I said, well, Ray, at my age, I don't know how much longer I'm going to live. And I hate to go through all that work putting that beam up. And then die. He said, well, Walt, none of us know when we're going to die. Get that thing up. So I'm going to get it up this weekend, Gary.
Plan to me, Walt. You will enjoy it once you get it up there. I had this, my beams laying on the ground for a lot of years and finally got them up there. And I don't use them as much as I want to, but I've got other things I have to do from time to time, so I can't sit in front of the radio all day. Some days I would love to sit in here and just do nothing but play radio all day, but my pretty little bride says, no, you got other things you got to do. So you don't have that problem other than maybe your daughter saying you got to stop and go get your grandson.
I'm working overtime now. I'm happy to get up and get him ready for school and take him to school and then go back and get him. But I ain't got nothing to do during the day but time to sit here and play radio because my daughter If she catches me out there in the yard trying to do something, I'm wanting to cut these four Bradford pear trees down in the front yard. I better not catch you with that chainsaw in your hand. I'll get somebody over here to do that. Daddy, I better not come home and see one tree limb laying on the ground, so all I do is sit here and play radio and waiting on recap kits. Sit here and play radio and drink coffee and eat pound cake, Gary. I went to the grocery store the other day and they already had fruit cakes out. I bought five, and within 2 days, I'd already ate two of them. And looks like I may have to go back this weekend and get me five more of them.
I tell you, Walt, tell me first, are those are about 2 inches square and about a foot long or a little less than a foot long?
Paxton, them things are $5 a piece this year. But my daughter went, she stopped on her way home from work and stopped at Taco Bell's, and she said, Daddy, I thought tacos were $2 for $1 last year at Taco Bell's. I said, yeah, I think so. But she got four and got me four and got my grandson two. That was 10. And they were $28. And I told her, I said, I can't eat four tacos. And I brought them on down here to the shack and opened them up. You could have took the ingredients out of all four of them and put them in one shell, Gary. I mean, they cutting back on everything, and the prices are going up.
Well, fortunately, I think that's going to happen all over everywhere. Seems like, when the gas prices start going up, everything goes up. Because it costs more to transport it from point A to point B. They got to get it from someplace to the store so you can buy it. And then, so they're going to foot the bill for the fuel more so than any, if nothing else, to raise the price on it. So, yeah, I don't doubt that it has doubled in price in a year's time. I hate it. I know you do, but ain't nothing we can do about it except not buy it. And, I don't know. I don't eat Taco Bell very often. Got a couple of Mexican restaurants that are close to me, and they have real good food, so I go up and get that when I decide to eat that. Unless Gabriel decides he's cooking and he brings me something out of the blue. So that happens occasionally. But that's also good eating. But you said you was eating pound cake. Did you make the pound cake? Did you buy it?
In Ingles, my daughter used to work there a few years back. And she worked in the bakery, and they baked their own pound cakes. And they're not as good as my grandmother's, but they're pretty good. I stopped the other morning. I had to go to Spartanburg, pay the taxes, and get my decal for my truck. I stopped down here at Hardee's. They've been advertising that big breakfast platter. I ordered that thing. It was about $6. And the girl said, I'm sorry, but we have a gravy out of the bowls to put the gravy in. Would it be all right if we put the gravy on the biscuit? I said, that's what I was going to do with it anyway. I got that plate, and the one little piece of sausage, Gary, you could see through it. It was so thin. And nothing had any taste to it whatsoever. So I guess I'm going to have to start cooking down here in the shack. I got some country ham back there and some eggs, and I know how to make gravy and cook biscuits. I'm just going to have to get back in the habit, but it's hard to cook for one person. You end up feeding the cats more than what's going to be ate. But that's about all I got for now, Gary. I don't know if you had anybody else up or not, but I'll say 7-3s for now, Gary. KI-4-DOS, K-4-OIM.
4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, but K-4-OIM. Mr. Walt up there at Lake Bowen in Edmond. Walt, you were on the right, you were ahead, but I hadn't been to that little French restaurant, the House of Hardee's. I hadn't been to it in a long, long time. If I'm going to eat gravy biscuits, Joy makes the biscuits and the gravy and all of that. But when I was driving a truck, Walt, out in Montpelier, Idaho, there was a little restaurant out there that was run by an ex-truck driver. He got hurt and got disabled and couldn't drive a truck anymore, so he opened a restaurant. I went in there one day, and by mistake, I ordered the trucker's breakfast. They brought me a platter that would cover a legal pad. It had three eggs. It had link sausage. It had patty sausage. It had bacon. It had eggs, pancakes, and potatoes, and gravy, and big old, you know what I'm saying when I say a big cathead biscuit, I know. Had a big old cathead biscuit and all the coffee you could drink for $5.
I drive out there for that, Gary. My uncle used to own 101 truck stop down here on 101 and 85, and they serve pretty good meals in there, too. But I don't eat out that much. I try not to. I usually pick me a snack down here during the day while everybody's gone. And I make my brother and my sister sick. I can't help it. I like fried liver and onions and gravy. And I love liver mush. My brother told me the other day, I wish you'd shut up about liver. I can't stand that or liver mush. And I was talking to him today. He said, did you ever get you any of that liver mush? I said, Ray, I went up here and I got me 3 pounds of it, and I've already eaten a pound of it. Some people just don't like liver, but I do.
What kind of liver mush you get, but I'm not advertising for these people. But it used to be Niece's liver mush. I used to get that, and man, you cut it up, fix you a good sandwich out of it, make it about a half inch thick. Boy, that was good. I'm like you, I enjoy that. That is some good eating, I think. But there are, you're right, there's a lot of people that don't like liver. I like chicken livers, too. Our friend up in Statesville, North Carolina, she cooks the best chicken livers I've ever eaten. But there's a place up on Highway 11 that has some real good chicken livers. Every time we're up that way, when we're driving around, if Joy decides she's ready to stop for a bite to eat, we always try to stop at that place, and I always get chicken livers. If they change the cook, I might get a bad batch or something, but the last time I was up there, they were still good.
Get liver mush with a big old slice of tomato on it and some Duke's mayonnaise. And I'm in hog heaven. I'll sit here and eat a half of that pound of liver mush at one time, almost. And yeah, I buy the Niece's liver mush. I tried the Max brand, but it was like it had too much cornmeal in it, not enough liver to it. So with that, I'm going to let you go, Gary, and get up here and take my medicine and get a shower and watch the 11 o'clock news tonight. See how high gas is going to go, Gary. 73 KI4DOS, K4OIM.